how often do you go into a store and pay with cash? A 2017 survey shows that half the people say they carry cash less than 50% of the time, and when they do, most say they have less than 50 bucks in their pocket. And 46% say they use cash less than 8 days a month. The financial advice website NerdWallet says that because of widespread credit and debit card use, as well as apps that let you digitally transfer money, cash is not used nearly as often. Some businesses around the country, including a very small number here in Wisconsin, have responded by jumping on the digital train and doing away with cash altogether. So where does that leave those who still prefer paper money? Well, there's a bill in the state legislature that would force brick-and-mortar shops to accept cash payments. Gary Tauchin is the author of that proposal. He's a Republican representing Wisconsin's 6th Assembly District, which includes parts of Outagamie, Brown, Waupaca, and Shawnee counties. Representative Tauchin, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Give us the overview. What will your bill do?
Okay, I have a Wisconsin cash option bill, and it's AB 364. It's been referred to the Small Business Committee. I think people have a misconception that businesses must utilize cash payment for different services and purchases that they make. And there is no federal requirement to accept cash as legal tender. However, there is no federal prohibition on states imposing that option for customers. And I'm 65 years old, so we have an aging population, and people that are concerned with credit fraud, people that don't have credit cards or debit cards, and then people that have lower credit scores and are simply lacking credit altogether. So I'm introducing this cash option bill to protect Wisconsin consumers, and that the bill itself requires that retailers provide a cash option for purchases. So basically, it's freedom of choice. It gives consumers the options that they want.
And there is certainly a movement towards more and more electronic payment. But what are some of the reasons, besides you mentioned, you know, things like perhaps having bad credit, things like that, what are some of the reasons why some people really prefer using cash?
Well, I use everything, but there are 15.2% of Wisconsin, there was a survey done, and there were 15.2% of Wisconsin residents who had no credit cards. And there's a lot of people that are in the lower income bracket that like to pay with cash. They're four times more likely to pay with cash than people who are in the upper income tax bracket. So I think one of the other things is that technology is great when it works. We have problems with computers crashing. We've got, you know, expensive cell phones. We have problems with credit cards and debit cards having their numbers stolen. So there's a lot of checks and balances need to be in place, but I think at least my generation grew up with cash and different opportunities. Information technology really has taken off the last 20 or 25 years, but before that, we didn't have the options, different options. And so I think there's a movement in certain areas of the country recognizing that this situation just isn't as black and white as it can be. In Philadelphia, they became the first major city to require that businesses accept cash for payment. San Francisco just approved legislation that bans cashless brick-and-mortar stores. New Jersey has passed a law that forces most shops to accept cash, and New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. are looking at cashless bans. So it's becoming one of those issues that is cropping up around the country.
We're talking with Gary Tauchin right now. He is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 6th Assembly District. That includes Outagamie, Brown, Waupaca, and Shawano counties. And Representative Tauchin, we asked our listeners about this over on Facebook, and Deb wrote, if you don't like it, don't shop there. If they don't have enough business, they will change or close. Let the market decide. We also heard from Michael. He writes, a store should have the right to decide in which manner they accept payments. Many coffee shops and craft breweries do not accept cash. They like it that way. It makes recording easier, and it's harder for workers to steal from them. If a store wishes to only deal in cash, that's their right too, though they might be missing out on customers that do not use cash, or I think he meant actually that do not use electronic forms of payment. So I guess the question that both of them are raising is, why not let businesses decide for themselves what payments to accept and then kind of take the consequences?
There's a process that we need to go through, and there's differences of opinion on both sides of it. And so we have, I mentioned earlier that this bill is in the Small Business Committee. And so we have hearings where those who support and oppose the bill, those who have ideas on how to make it better, can propose amendments. And so we'll go through the whole process of having a public hearing and an executive hearing and getting as much input as we can, because there is no perfect bill, and we just want to give people opportunities. If you're looking at it from the standpoint of the businesses, yes, those are valid arguments. If you're looking at it from the standpoint of the consumer and giving them the opportunity to have different options, then it's a little different ballgame. So we need to, the bill itself probably needs to be refined, and we'll go through the process and try to do that.
Do you have a sense of what percentage, or just kind of a ballpark idea of how many businesses in Wisconsin right now do not accept cash?
I don't. I know that some businesses in they're doing a trial down at the Milwaukee Bucks Arena. Some of the businesses, I think 11 of the 60 vendors they have there are cashless. So they're doing a trial. They're going to evaluate it over the course of the next year and look at the advantages, the disadvantages, and the opportunities that might be there. So I'm not sure how many actually do that, but there's businesses that are trying to figure out what might work best in their situations.
Representative Tauchin, this bill would require businesses in Wisconsin to accept cash as a form of payment. Under the bill, as it's currently written, what would happen if a business is found to still be refusing to take cash?
Well, there's penalties, because if you don't have a penalty in place, then it can be ignored. But if they decide that they're not happy with it and want to do that, then there's a forfeiture to the state of not less than $200 and not more than $500 for a violation of this proposal.
And what have you been hearing from either business owners in the state or from consumers?
Well, I think we're getting emails and phone calls both ways. Those who support it think it's a great idea, that we ought to be able to have the option as consumers. And, of course, then businesses that deal in electronics would rather see it the other way. So there may be a middle ground and some compromise, but at least we've got the discussion going, because the world's changed a lot in the last 20 or 25 years.
And before we let you go, what are the next steps, and when would this bill possibly be getting voted on in the legislature and possibly making it to the governor's desk?
Well, the process is long, and we're at the beginning. And so it goes to the Small Business Committee. That committee needs to hear the bill. We need to go to public hearing and move forward from there. So it's going to be a long process, and at least we have the discussion going.
Well, Representative Tauchin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Gary Tauchin is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 6th Assembly District. We talked with him about his bill that would require brick-and-mortar stores in Wisconsin to accept cash payments. Many of you have commented on cashless stores on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can keep the conversation going by letting us know what you think. Again, that's Ideas Network on Facebook.